When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here's your morning brief for Wednesday, July 27th. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. President Biden and Chinese leader Xi Jinping are expected to hold talks on Thursday, according to a U.S. official. The planned call comes as House Speaker Nancy Pelosi considers a possible trip to Taiwan, which China has warned would trigger severe consequences. The two world leaders last spoke in March when Biden said that China and its ties with the U.S. would suffer consequences if Beijing provides substantive aid to Russia in its war against Ukraine. Credit Suisse appointed a new CEO, Ulrich Körner, as the Swiss lender seeks to recover from financial losses and scandals. It launched a new strategic review to cut overall costs and further pare back its investment bank. Credit Suisse also reported second-quarter results that fell short of analysts' expectations, including a net loss of around $1.65 billion. Shares of PayPal rose in pre-market trading after the Journal reported that activist investor Elliott Management has a stake in the e-commerce payments company. Elliott's intentions and the size of its stake couldn't be learned. PayPal shares have lost around 60% this year amid a slowdown in e-commerce sales as pandemic lockdowns ended. Markets in Asia ended mixed, and European shares rose in early trading. The Federal Reserve is expected to release its interest rate decision after it wraps up its policy meeting later today. And on the earnings front, Boeing, Ford, and Facebook owner Meta are among the companies set to report results today. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.